and then you describe it as like banjo picking.
Well, no, it was a stage show. But I mean, it's a stage show. Just the characters were that type of not. I don't want to say hillbilly. They were just. I don't know how to describe.
So they the reminded characters. You of your family from Virginia,
mommy. Why did Big Fatty come up to me at the podcast dinner and squeeze my nipples? Just like my mommy. And that's like one thing, like, I cannot stand to be touched. Like, it just, like, makes me, like, awkward or something.
Oh, God. He had said something to me. He's like, wait until the surprise later on. I'm like, what's the surprise later on? I'm like, it doesn't rhyme with Muppet Blow, does it? He's like, no, it rhymes with suck on my balls.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Suck on my balls.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode... Oh, shit. What episode is it? 636 of the BFO for Monday, the 12th of... Is it the fucking 12th? Yes! The 12th of July, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got a few things on his list, but y'all, mainly it's just going to be a train wreck. Yes! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie, I've already got... Yes, okay. Y'all, I'm doing twice as many things as I should as I get ready to do the little show. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Big Ricky and the albino, the ginger bear, and Julian. And y'all, they on Sunday, yesterday, they celebrated their 300th episode. Which, y'all, normally I would say, well, that's wonderful. That is quite an achievement. But, y'all, I mean, this is number 636 for the BFO. So, you know, not really so impressive. But anyway, but congratulations to them for making it to 300. And, y'all, I'm telling you, y'all, I listened to the Big Ricky show back when he had Vagina on there. And, y'all, that was some nasty-ass, just awful shows. Awful shows. Y'all, so if you ever get the chance to go back and listen to the old shows over there at the Big Ricky, don't. Don't do it. No! Don't do it. Y'all, it was just no. And, y'all, thank God. Thank God Ricky's mama called in for the 300th show. Evidently, there was some sort of telephonic problem because Ricky's mama was in the... in the Cheddar Chat room, and y'all, evidently she had called in, and the message had not been received, had not been sent. So I don't know what was going on there, but y'all, evidently she called back two or three times and told him how he fucked it up. So anyway, that's the way it is. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, by the way, cooling the brain. Y'all, that damn football is over. Y'all, that is, what is that? That is the ham salad. I made some more ham salad, y'all, because it's just lovely. What else? And some peanut butter on some celery. Because, y'all, you know, my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, says, oh, it's lovely to have a segment on recipes. Nobody else does that, and it's just lovely. To talk about what you put on your celery. And y'all, who doesn't like putting a big old stalk in their mouth, you know? Maybe not green ones, but anyway, if it's green, you probably should look into a medicated salve. But anyway, y'all, I thought I'd recap the weekend, but before I do that, y'all, because there's not a whole lot to recap there, y'all, I'm a little gassy also, and I'll try not to discharge anally into the micro hoist. But I was on the Twitty throughout the weekend, and y'all, you know, Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive, they are over there in the Uck, and y'all, I noticed that they got off their barge. They've been riding on a barge for a week, And y'all, they got off the barge on Saturday, and then they went to see that Bill Shakespeare. They went to see one of his little shows. And y'all, as soon as they got back to their hotel, and y'all, it's evidently a fancy hotel. As soon as they got back, Dan from the Flat 29, yes, McFaddy, he immediately got on a train and went to France. Miss Kitty was just too close, yes. But anyway, so Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, will be there through today, and then on Tuesday, they'll be getting on a Aeroplano, which of course is Mexican for Aeroplano, and they'll be coming back home. And Big Fatty's got to stay up late. I got to stay up to like 10:30 or something like that on Tuesday night to go out to the Aeropuerto and pick them up. And y'all, you know, travel day is always a tough day. It's a tough day. Tough day. But anyway, y'all, speaking of travel, Big Fatty got his travel documents for the upcoming little trip to Edinburgh, Scotland, y'all. And I'll be going. And y'all, in my little envelope, I have, I can travel with confidence. Travel with confidence is the name of, is the catchphrase, y'all. Travel with confidence. And so I got me a name tag, and I got me a luggage tag. And y'all, then I've got a little folder here that says optional tour vouchers. And y'all, I'm evidently going to go to St. Andrews and Perth. And y'all, I don't know anything about either one of those. I've been to Scotland before, but I've never been to St. Andrews or to Perth. I thought Perth was in Australia, y'all. But you know, what do I know? Maybe we're doing a little day trip to Australia. And St. Andrews, y'all, I think that's where they play that golf. And Big, y'all, if I ever told you the story about Big Fatty's only played golf twice in his life. And one of the two times we're playing, y'all, I'm a shitty golfer. And y'all, I'm lucky if I hit it. But we had played 9 holes, y'all, and we had a little cart. And I've probably told this before, but you get to hear it again. For those new listeners, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we had gotten through 9 holes. And you know, there's 18 holes on a round of golf. And y'all, we gotten through 9, and the cart stopped working in forward. So we had to drive the cart in reverse on the back 9. Y'all, it was a sight to behold. So if you can just imagine that, but surely Miss La 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 Lauren can come up. Well, that Kim Beaver will probably find a picture of that and put it over. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I'm getting all kinds of requests for the Words with Friends. The Words with Friends has been very active this past weekend. Y'all, I'm also going on a tour of Carlisle and Abbotsford. I have any idea what either one of those is famous for. But Carlisle, perhaps Kitty Carlisle is from there. I don't know. Perhaps they're famous for their long flowing gowns there. I don't know. And y'all, then the last optional tour will be to Stirling Castle and Loch Lomond. And I have been to both of those, so I may give my voucher away for that one. So, but y'all when's the last time you got a, what do you call these things? You got a, y'all, that's not even a ticket. What am I thinking here? This is your receipt, and this is your itinerarium, y'all, but there's no ticket here. There's no ticket. I don't understand that. So, I wonder how that's going to work. Big Fatty, we don't know. But hopefully there'll be some kind of way for that to be taken care of. Because, y'all, I don't have a ticket. that seems to be an oversight. But, I'm on the aisle. I'm on the aisle on all 4 legs of the flight, y'all, because we fly from Upchuck. Fly from Upchuck on the 4th of August, and we fly to Newark, New Jersey, y'all, which is a suburb of New York. And y'all, then I have a 6-hour layover, which is not good, but y'all, that's okay. And then An 8 p.m. flight to Edinburgh, which arrives at 7:45 a.m. And that, y'all, that would be the GMT. The GMT we arrive. And then on the way back, we leave at 9:25 a.m. and get in at noon in Newark. And then fly out at 2:05 and get back at 4:03, which is lovely. But y'all, I can't believe I don't have a ticket. That bothers me a little bit. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it says, please check for accuracy of name. Well, I check for the accuracy of the name. It's just there's no accuracy of the ticket. So, okay, I'm just looking here. Yes, Big Fatty, you will be greeted by a representative. Always check with the airline the night before for possible flight changes. Okay. And anyway, that's it. So, but that's those are my travel documents, y'all, and I'm not touching myself inappropriately, but I am getting excited about that, cause no one who lives in the UK is going to come up and see me while I'm over there, and I just think that's lovely, just lovely. Now, y'all, getting back to Miss Kitty, y'all, he turned on the grinder. He turned on the grinder when he was over there in the UK in London, and he says, oh, there are all these little chicken boys, chicken lads that are interested in Miss Kitty. And y'all, I don't know if there was any inappropriate touching or not, but anyway, he was very happy about that. But y'all, it ran up his usage over there. And y'all, Miss Kitty over the weekend, y'all, he said he had a dream. No, he didn't have a dream. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Y'all, he was talking about one of the traveling people that was with them, that that they were all just ready to beat the living hell out of this person. They were just a stick in the mud. A stick in the mud, y'all. They were just a stick in the mud. And y'all, they just were not looking forward to doing anything with this person. And Miss Kitty has become a drunk. He has become a drunk, y'all, in order to deal with this person. And y'all, it's just unbelievable. And y'all, I had a dream. I had a dream that Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive, and two other old biddies that are with them, and the other gay couple, that the six of them got they were on the barge, and this other person was just being a stick in the mud. And y'all, they all got together, and y'all, they cut her head off. They just cut her head off. And y'all, I don't know where that's coming from, but y'all, they just cut her head off and threw it into the Thames. And y'all, I don't know what they did with the rest of her. They may have just sat her down at the dinner table and wondered why she wasn't eating. But anyway, they cut her head off, y'all, and that's all I got to say about that. Now, y'all, I was on the computer over the weekend, and y'all, I ran across something. Well, before I tell you about that, let me tell you about the weekend, because y'all, on Friday night, we had the LFC, and y'all, there was a big announcement made during the LFC. And that is that this coming Friday night and future Friday nights, right after the LFC, y'all, there is going to be a big, big brother hootenanny. There's going to be a round table. Y'all, thank God I've got a round table. But y'all, there's going to evidently be a round table discussion about what's going on with the big brother. And y'all, I'm going to be a part of all that. So if you got any interest in hearing the dulcet tones of Big 40, oh poor Big 40, Big Fatty's voice, y'all come listen to the LFC, then stay around for the Big Brother, and y'all, you can join in. You can just join right on in and start enjoying that yourself. And y'all. But that starts this Friday. And y'all, I've got to say that the opening night of the Big Brother was good. It was good. I enjoyed it. And y'all, the hot softball player, I think he plays softball. He's like the 23-year-old shaggy surfer athlete boy. He won the what do you call that? The head of household, y'all, and he is nominating two people for secretion. They're going to be throwing, you know, and this year they've got the little shows on Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, with the live show being on Thursday. So, y'all, you want to keep up with it. And from what I've been told, the Big Brother After Dark is good, y'all. But every time that Reagan Fox gets on there, y'all, they switch over to one of the big jugs. They switch over to one of the big jugs because, you know, who doesn't? Who wouldn't rather hear the big jugs talking than Reagan Fox? But, y'all, I believe, and I'm recording this prior to the Sunday night Big Brother. I can't remember if they are announcing who the saboteur is on Sunday night, or if they're going to wait and announce it on Thursday. I just don't know. But y'all, before the time gets away from me, can you hear that? Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that? Oh, Big Freddy, we are surprised. It is another extra coupon. Yes, y'all. Since they had the good coffee on sale this week, I went back to the Publix, y'all, and y'all, and I needed some frozen biscuits, cause you know I'm getting ready to I'm gonna make me some sausage biscuits, cause y'all, that just sounds delicious with the yellow mustard on it. I know I've given that recipe before, but y'all, if you don't have the fried poke sausage on a hot buttermilk biscuit with yellow mustard. Now, you may think to yourself, Big Freddy, that is vulgar. That's vile. Y'all, let me just tell you, don't vile it till you try it. Because, y'all, it's delicious. It is just delicious. But, y'all, I bought biscuits, the frozen biscuits, and I bought the good coffee. Y'all, I bought 4 bags of the good coffee because it was buy one, get one free. And so I got 4 bags of coffee for $10, y'all. For $10. And y'all, then I was just looking for other things that I could purchase. And y'all, I saw a new ice cream. And actually, it's not an ice cream. It's a sherbet. It's a sorbet. It's a sherbet, y'all. And y'all, I've had sherbets before, but I've never seen this combination. You know, they have the rainbow sherbet, which is many times the pineapple, the lime, and the orange. Well, y'all, this one, this rainbow sherbet, was the orange, the lime, and the strawberry. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Y'all, they had the strawberry. I've never heard of strawberry sherbet. So I had to get some of that, and I've not tried it yet, but I'm gonna. I'm gonna try it, y'all. Y'all, I've gotten quite a few e-letters over the weekend, and y'all, my favorite of the whole weekend, well, I had 2 favorites of the whole weekend, but one came from Eric out there in the Seattle's, and y'all, he's a lurker, but he's not always a lurker, because I know Eric, and y'all, evidently, he's a hottie mac hot hot, even though, Eric, you need to send me some pictures so I can verify that, but y'all, he says he has found his gay Christmas costume, and y'all, I'm going to make this the show art for today's little show, because y'all, it's fabulous. Who knew that you could dress as Big Fatty for Gay Christmas this year? And y'all, it is just wonderful. He says, the Gay Christmas will be here before you know it, and I've already picked out my costume. I'm going as Big Fatty and letting it all hang out. Love you, Big Fatty. Lurker Eric in the Seattle's. And y'all, you're just not going to believe it. You are not going to believe it. But, y'all, you've got to go over. You've got to go over to the BFO, and you've got to take a look at the lovely, just the lovely artwork for today's show that was sponsored by Eric. And, y'all, that Lauren, y'all, she made me think of cupcakes all weekend long, because she was baking some of them for her pirate. And, y'all, I had to buy some cupcake mix. And what do you say to that?
Suck on my balls.
Sounds like the albino's going to dress as Big Fatty for Great Christmas, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.